And welcome in to another edition of Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Good to see you again.
Yes, same here. Today, we're talking about communication and making it clear, right?
Yes.
Clear is kind is kind of the name of the show today.
Yes, it is. Yes,
so
it
what
is.
Does that mean exactly?
Well, and first I want to tell you where I got it from. There's a book by Brené Brown, who's a has been studying relationships and shame and all that kind of stuff for over 20 years. And the book is Daring to Lead. One of her sections is called Clear is Kind, Unclear is Unkind. You know, when we're talking about, if you want to communicate, let's say to somebody in your family or your workplace, it's like saying to your kid, go clean your room. What does that mean? What you really mean is put your clothes in this and do, you know, specific things. Clear communication is specific and lets the listener know where he or she stands. Then they can decide if they want to respond. Now, it's one thing to do a behavior. Clean your room. We can describe it pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's about how we feel, then it gets pretty hard. Clear, any kind of communication is difficult, but clear really makes us vulnerable because you're going to know something about me that is personal to me, and you might not agree, and then I'll feel uneasy, you
okay.
know? So we kind of tend to avoid it. So clear is that specific kind of communication. Unclear is general, vague, and leaves the listener confused. Now, here's some examples. This is clear. Let's say you forget an important birthday of somebody in your family, and the person feels bad. And you say, the person might say, when you forget my birthday, I feel unimportant. Birthdays have always been a big deal to me. Okay, they told you a feeling, they told you why. But when they said unimportant, that does something to the listener. Well, either I think you are unimportant or
right.
I don't, and I got to respond to it. And you can, oh, I'm so sorry, you know, didn't mean to, or I did send it, what happened, you
sure,
know?
Sure.
Unclear is you're thoughtless and selfish. What do I do with that?
Yeah.
I mean, I may be, but I don't know what to do with that. Or you could say, clear is I'm disappointed when you don't get your chores done in time. Unclear is you're so lazy. Again.
Not very specific there.
What does it mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, when we want to have really good relationships with the people we work with or live with or interact with, we need to be clear. It is hard. But once you've been vulnerable, once you've told somebody how you feel, if they receive it, you're connected. And then the world becomes a safer place again, and the relationship is more solid. But if everything is unclear, you know, you're kind of walking on eggshells all the time trying to figure out where do you stand and how should you behave.
Yeah, and if you're trying to interpret an unclear thought, you might be off base. It's hard to just, you know, connect. And when the clear conversation comes, maybe it's a little jarring when you're first hearing it from a person, but the more that pattern is established, you'll be used to it, and it you know, makes things easier.
Right, because you know how to respond. You know, if my husband says, what do you want for dessert? And I say, oh, whatever, and he brings me something I don't like, that's not a
well,
good thing.
Well, you said whatever. Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Don't be mad at me. That's unkind, because then he can't do what I, you know, what he wants to do, which is give me something. So there's a lot of resources I want to mention that'll be on the website
sure.
From Brené Brown. She does a lot of great writing that I think our listeners will love.
And I know you've got several examples listed. What are a couple of the titles for folks that you know, are looking to kind of hone in on something specific? Do you have one or two?
Well, you know what I really think is, for some people, they would rather watch than read. The TED Talk, The Power of Vulnerability, that Brené does is really good. And on Netflix, she has a show called, an hour-long show, The Call to Courage.
Mm.
And you know, I thought it was just me, really helps a lot of people, because you know, everybody walks around thinking that they're unique, that they're the only one who's got these thoughts going on. And what we find out from her research and her interview of thousands of people is everybody's walking around like that.
It's kind of nice when there's some numbers that, you know, you can empathize with and they can empathize with you, and you realize you're not alone in some of these things.
Right? Exactly. Exactly.
That's all the time we have left for today, but make sure you go to safeharboril.com to find out more about those resources, more about this topic and other things that we've discussed, and just find out more about Safe Harbor Counseling. Dr. Beth Speaks as our show, Your Life Matters, every Monday at the same time. We'll see you again next week.